As students listen to this and they want to know, how do I choose a career? How do I get into this? How do I get into that? What kind of words do you give them?
Well, actually, I think my hubby said it best when I said to him one time, gosh, I guess I was just at the right place at the right time when I got that job in television. And he said, honey, don't forget, chance favors the prepared mind. And I think prepare yourself for what it is you want to do. Now, how you choose what you want to do, I don't try to tell anybody because I never would have picked me to be on television. I never would have thought about doing that. Didn't. Of course, we didn't have television classes when I was going to university. I didn't and don't have a college degree. This today is necessary because it's in the job description. It doesn't mean you can do any better job. It doesn't mean you can't. But the more you learn, the better you are. And I think you should be a lifelong learner. I don't care how old you get. You never need to stop learning and reading, doing these things. So prepare yourself for what it is. Don't expect to be the boss the first day. When I was in television, John, I had the opportunity or the responsibility of hiring assistants at Channel 8. 9 out of 10 of them would expect a huge beginning salary. No, you don't do it that way. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. You don't step in to being the boss the first day. Be willing to sweep out after the elephants, as I said, because everybody needs to do that sometime. But learn as much as you can, be as interested in things as you can, and read, read, read. I'm going to sound like your lovely library lady now, but I have more books in my house than I have pennies in the jar. I really do, because I love to read, and I think this has helped me tremendously because it's helped me know about something you may be talking about. And I can ask you intelligent questions, or fairly, because I've read about things. I think anybody who doesn't read a lot is not only missing a lot of enjoyment, but they're missing the opportunity to learn more about enough things that may be ancillary things. And the second thing to do, besides be prepared, is volunteer wherever you can, because this gives you a different outlook on people who are not Mr. Got Money. You know, be quick on your feet and think on your feet while you're listening. Then I don't care what you do. I think you'll succeed.
Any mentors as you look back that you really looked up to that you felt helped you?
Everybody I met. I'm very serious about that. I learned something from everybody I met. I think we all do. Just recognize it. I was very sick as a child. That caused me to start reading. I haven't been very sick as an adult. I've had some rather monstrous things like cancer twice and so forth. But take those times when things unfortunate happen in your life to enrich yourself somehow, whether it's reading, whether it's listening to radio or television or reading all you can. Read every word of the newspaper, not just the funnies, but read the funnies too. Sometimes I think when I go to school board meetings that I'm the class clown. But every once in a while when things get a little tense, you have to say something funny. Somebody has to say something funny. Now, not out of place and not instead of what you're talking about, but say something funny and be ready to do that, and you'll get along just fine. Play wife a whole lot. Ask for more than you really want, and you'll get what you want, probably.
What a life you've been able to live. if I can use the word, a blessed life, because here you started out, you described yourself basically as a wallflower.
Oh,
a very timid
definitely.
Person. And you blossomed to be this flower.
To be an adult wallflower.
And still blooming here at 84. Uh-huh. And as we sit here, I think in a few days you're going to California for a board meeting. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Still going on. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the governor has asked me to be a trustee for the OSU Tulsa organization, but I have to be approved by the Senate, and I suspect they're going to take a good look at this old lady and say, what is that old broad doing still trying to do things? If you have the dedication the intelligence and the energy to do it. I don't think it makes a doggone bit of difference what your age is. I can't tell you how old you are. I know you're an adult, but I know that about anybody, that they're either a child or an adult. You're not as old as I am by a whole lot, but you still have a lot of energy for what you do. You're dedicated to what you do, no less than when you were back in Grand Forks or wherever it was.
Wow, you've got a great memory.
It makes no difference, really.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this interview. It was my honor.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.